We did the floor.
The ceiling looks great. I like
St. John's President Robert Scott and the school's Director of Technology, Steve Konarczak, showing off their new space at 810 Kenmore Avenue. It's located across the street from the main school building. The school received the site through a gift from a benefactor. As of Friday, a few minor construction details were being completed for what will be the Innovation Center Makerspace.
This year we have mechanical structures, we have digital electronics, we have coding online as a course, we have AP physics, we have design technology for freshmen that's really a performing arts course.
We're really trying to tie them together now more. We're trying to integrate arts, for example, with math, with science.
Konarczak helped design the new curriculums. Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics, known as STEAM.
That's the most amazing part, is the strong demand for it already. We're kind of catching up to this demand. One example is we were looking at the different coding or computer programming opportunities within our school, and really quickly we developed an online coding class that we wanted accessible to all grade levels.
President Scott tells us the focus is how to best prepare students for their futures.
I guess we're kind of at a nexus right now of what our young people hope to do and what we can provide for them.
Scott was most excited about the new space providing the St. Joe's robotics team a place to build. They're on a mission over the next 6 weeks to complete a robot for a competition in Rochester.
This is the area where we anticipate the playing field for robotics will be. It's unbelievably a big space, and they're going to really enjoy it.
Pretty incredible. I'll be sitting in my office, and I'll see a robot, you know, flying down the hallway, you know, across the library or whatnot.
We have a first robotics team, and I've got to say we're only one of only four in Western New York with one.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.